Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹，早上好。
This morning, we'd like to turn our attention to Psalm chapter 121.
今天早上我们一同来分享诗篇121篇。
Psalm 121.
我们一起来看诗篇121篇。
It's part of a collection of psalms called Psalms of Ascent.
是上行诗篇中的一篇。
We'll read this whole chapter only have 8 verses.
整个的诗篇只有八节，我们一起来全部读完。
I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, for where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you.From all evil, he will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forever.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华。耶和华在你右边荫庇你，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for gathering us this morning.
天父，我们为这一个小时你召集你的圣徒在一起而感谢你。
And we are so grateful that you have given us your precious word.
我们非常的感谢你把这些宝贵的话语来赐给我们。
May your spirit shine the light upon your word so we can be encouraged this morning together.
愿你圣灵把你的话语光照起来，使我们能够在你的话语中得到激励。
Blessed are those who have their trust in you.
信靠你的人是有福的。
We pray this morning that all of us can trust you with all of our hearts.
我们祷告，今天早上所有人都可以全心来信靠你，一心来信靠你。
In all of our way, we acknowledge you.
在我们一切所行的路上来认定你。
And you will direct our path.
你必指引我们的道路。
Individually and corporately.
从个人也从集全体。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把这个时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We know from Psalm 120 all the way to 134 are called Psalms of Ascent.
诗篇120篇到134篇是称为上行之诗。
The Hebrew would sing this song as they go from their hometowns.To Jerusalem.
犹太人从他们的家乡到耶路撒冷的时候，他们是一路唱的这些诗歌。
120 is the first one.
120篇是第一首诗篇。
And that was their awakening that it's time to return to Jerusalem.
是他们苏醒过来，他们要到的时候，他们该回到耶路撒冷。
And they began their journey.On 121,
他们在121篇的时候开始他们的行程。
May the Lord would encourage our heart so that we would have the same desire to go to Jerusalem.
愿主来激动我们的心，使我们有同样的渴慕来回到耶路撒冷。
When we were first saved by the Lord, our heart has a hunger and thirst for Him.
当我们刚刚得救的时候，在我们里面的确是有个饥渴慕义的心来渴慕主。
But what after We have been in the Lord for many years.
当我们在主里面一段日子以后，
we became very comfortable with our conditions.
我们就开始对我们自己的境况感到非常的舒服。
We accumulate a great deal of spiritual knowledge.
我们也积累了很多的属灵的知识。
Then we no longer have the same hunger and thirst for the Lord.
我们就失去了那个对主的渴慕。
But we thank the Lord, God often raises up circumstances to put us into a trouble.
但是我们感谢主，主就兴起环境来使我们遇到困难。
And we suddenly realize that.The place we are in is not the place that pleases the Lord.
突然我们就意识到说我们所处的环境并不是主所希望我们所待的那个地方。
That was what happened in Psalm 120.
这就是诗篇120篇的光景。
And the psalmist was in distress.
这个诗人是处在急难之中。
He suddenly woke up and saw that he himself living in Meshed,In the tents of Kedar.
他突然醒悟过来之后，意识到自己是住在米，寄居在米舍，住在基塔的帐幕之中。
He realized he did not live in the promised land.
他意识到说他没有住在那个应许之地。
And it's not the land that flowing with milk and honey.
不是一个流奶与蜜之地。
And he was in the midst of suffering.
他在处在困难之中。
Spiritually speaking, today.We have obtained a position in Christ.
从属灵的角度来看，我们在基督里面的确是得到了一个地位。
We should live in the land of milk and honey.
我们是应该活在牛奶与蜜之地的。
But are we abiding in Christ today?
但是今天我们住在基督里吗？
Or does Christ always dwell in us today?
或者基督住在总是住在我们里面吗？
If we do not enjoy Honey and milk every day.
如果我们没有每天来享受这个奶与蜜，
then we're not in Christ.
那么我们就没有在基督里面。
When we are out of Christ, we are harmed by lying lips and deceitful tongues.
当我们活在基督之外的时候，我们就被那个说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头所伤害。
Then we're in this situation for almost 2 years now.
现在我们在这种光景里已经快要两年了。
In the beginning of 2020, that we had the pandemic upon us.
在2020年刚开始的时候，这个疫情就开始了。
God used the pandemic to awake us.
神就用这个疫情来把我们唤醒。
Let us to see that we live in Meshach and in the tents of Kedar.
神让我们看见我们是住在米舍。住在基达的帐幕之中。
We're not living in Christ.
我们不是住在基督里面。
We're surrounded by lying lips and deceitful tongues.
我们是被那个虚谎的舌头和诡诈的嘴唇所包围。
How many times that we heard things for the past 2 years that turn out not to be true?
在过去两年里面，我多少次听到的东西是最后发现不是真实的。
As of today, there are about 5.5 million of people have died from the COVID.
今天已经有5500万的人，已经全世界5500万人死于新冠病毒。550万的人死于新冠病毒。
But we still do not know where this virus.Came from.
但是我们还是不知道这个病毒从哪里来。
How could this possible?
这怎么可能呢？
Shouldn't there be a global effort to find the origin of the virus?
难道不应该有个全球的合作，一同来找到这个病毒的起因吗？
No, there is not a global effort to find the origin of the virus.
但是没有一个全球的力量一起来找这个病毒的原因。
Quite the opposite.
完全相反的。
An open.Discussion or speculation on the origin of the virus are highly likely to be censored on the social media.
关于新冠病毒的起因的一些讨论或者一些猜测，在那个媒体上都完全被监控了。
The truth today is covered by lying lips and deceitful tongues.
这个真实，这个真相已经被那个诡诈的舌头和虚谎的嘴唇所。
Brothers and sisters, lying lips and deceitful tongues are tools of the devil.
弟兄姊妹，这个说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头是这个撒旦的工具。
Satan used lying lips and deceitful tongues to take Adam and Eve away from God's purpose.
撒旦就用了这个说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头，使亚当和夏娃离开了神的旨意。
And Satan is the liar, is a liar, and the father of all lies.
撒旦也是说谎的，他也是说谎之人的父。
And in Psalm 20, the psalmist found he was surrounded by lying lips and deceitful tongues.
在诗篇一百二十篇里面，这个诗人就发现自己是被说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头所包围。
And he realized he was not in the promised land.
他就突然醒悟过来，说他原来没有住在这个应许之地。
Just like the prodigal sons, the sons arose and returned to the father's house.
和那个浪子一样，这个诗人就起来回到父的家。
We pray the Lord will use this pandemic.To stir our heart to return to Him.
我们来祷告神，借着这个疫情，能够来搅动我们的心，来回到神的面前。
Just like the prodigal son, he said in his heart, "I'm going to get up. I'm going to go back to my father's house."
就像那个浪子一样，他心里面说：“我要起来，我要回到我父的家。”
We must not be awakened within our heart and not get up without.
我们不能里面只有一个醒悟，一个觉醒，但是外面却没有起来这个动作。
When this summons, he was awakened, he did not stay in the same place.
当这个诗人醒悟过来的时候，他没有留在那个原来的位置。
He began to start a journey back to Jerusalem.
他就开始了回到耶路撒冷的这个路程。
This psalm described.How they fell as they departed from their hometown.
这首诗篇就来描述当他们离开家乡的时候，他们是什么样的一个境况和感觉。
Today we should do the same.
今天我们应该一样。
We should leave our hometown and return to Jerusalem.
我们也应该离开我们的家乡，回到耶路撒冷去。
Hebrew is the book that describes those people running.In the heavenly way, returning to God.
希伯来书是一本书，讲到天路客来行走的天路历程的书。
If we read the book of Hebrew, he talk about there are two prerequisites to return to God.
在希伯来书里面讲到两个先决条件，要回到神的先决条件。
There are two prerequisites to run the heavenly way.
要走这个天路历程，要有两个先决的条件。
The first is to lay aside every burden, and the second is to lay aside the sin which so easily entangles us.
第一个是要放下各样的重担，第二个是要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
We must pay attention. The Bible described the word sin. He used the word singular.
我们必须要注意说，这个圣经里面讲这个罪是单数的。
No, everyone has different things in the world that entangles us.
每个人在这个世界上都有不同的事情来缠累我们。
But in the Bible, he used that singular sin.
但是圣经里面的这个罪是个单数。
So he is saying that there is one particular sin that entangles all of us.
是说这里面有一个罪，这个特别的罪能够来缠累我们所有的人。
So what is this single sin that entangles all of us?
那么这一个特别的罪是什么呢？来缠累我们所有的人呢
？So we can think about the people of Israel.
我们来想想以色列人。
When they came out of Egypt and go to Canaan, what was the matter?That entangle all of them and prevent them from going into Canaan.
当以色列人出了埃及，要进入迦南的时候，那一个罪拦阻了他们不能够进入迦南的罪是什么呢
？In the book of Hebrews, he tells us that matter, that common thing of Israel is the evil and unbelieving heart.
圣经里讲到那个缠累所有人的罪就是那个不信的恶心。
This was that single matter that entangled Israel. That is the same thing that entangles us today.
那一个罪缠累了以色列人，那也是那一个罪今天来缠累我们所有的人。
When we encounter difficulties, we often entangle by our own unbelief.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们常常被我们的不信所缠累。
If we want to run this heavenly way, we must lay aside this unbelieving heart.
我们若想奔走这个天路，我们必须要放下这个不信的恶心。
Additionally, we have to lay aside every burden.
而且我们要放下的那些重担。
A runner cannot have much burden on him.
一个奔走天路的人不可能背着很多的包袱。
Today, many Christians have been awakened, but they are not the runner of the heavenly way.
今天很多基督徒已经被唤醒过来，但他们却不是奔走天路的天路客。
It is because there is a heavy burden on them.
那是因为他们背着一个很重的负担。
We all know this David story.
我们都知道大卫的故事。
When David fought Goliath,And Saul put his own armor on David.
当去大卫去打那个哥利亚的时候，扫罗就把他的盔甲带在了大卫身上。
And David walked around in Saul's armor, and he said to Saul, "I cannot go with this."
当大卫试穿了那个扫罗的盔甲以后，他就对扫罗说：“我没有办法穿着这个盔甲。”
Eventually, David took off the armor.
最后，大卫就把那盔甲脱下来。
Then he approached Goliath.
然后他就去面对那个大哥利亚。
When Goliath realized David was coming toward him,
当哥利亚看到大卫跑来的时候
，And Goliath drew near to David.
哥利亚也开始就近大卫。
And David ran quickly toward Goliath.
大卫就快跑到那个哥利亚的面前。
And while he was running, and David slung a stone, struck Goliath on the forehead, and killed him.
当他跑的时候，他就打那个甩石，打在那哥利亚的前额上，杀死了哥利亚。
David could not run quickly if there was a burden on him.
大卫是不可能跑得很快的，如果他穿的那个盔甲，他如果有一个重担的话。
David overcame Goliath because he did not have any burden on him.
大卫能够胜过哥利亚，是因为他没有任何的重担。
What is Saul's armor?
那么扫罗的这个盔甲是什么呢
？Saul's armor is the burden of fear.
扫罗那个盔甲就是那个怕的重担。
Saul could not fight against Goliath because he was greatly afraid.
扫罗不能够打败哥利亚，是因为他非常的害怕。
And on the other hand, David could fight against Goliath because he had no fear in his heart.
另一方面，大卫能够打败哥利亚，是因为在他里面没有害怕。
If we fear something, and that something become our burden.
如果我们怕什么事情，那个事情就会成为我们的负担。
If we fear many different things, then we have many different burdens.
如果我们怕很多的事情，这很多的事情就会成为我们的重担。
If we want to run the heavenly way, we must lay aside the burden.
如果我们想奔走这个天路，我们必须把这个害怕的这个重担放下来。
If we can lay aside the burden of fear, then we can lay aside every burden that we ever had.
如果我们能够把这个害怕的重担放下来，我们就可以把我们所有其他的重担都放下来。
And Jesus said in Luke, He said, "Indeed, the very hairs of your hair are all numbers."
在路加福音十二章第七节的主耶稣也说，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。
And do not fear; you are more valuable than many sparrows.
不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
We would never see a sparrow with fear.
我们从来没有看见一个麻雀会害怕。
We must lay aside.Our unbelief and fear to run this heavenly way.
我们必须把我们的不信的恶心和那个惧怕放下来，我们才能够奔走这个天路。
So there are two prerequisites.
所以这里有两个先决条件。
Number one, we need to lay aside that sin which entangles us.
第一个是要放下那一个罪是缠累我们的罪。
We need to lay aside unbelieving hearts.
我们必须要把我们必须要把那个不信的恶心放下。
Secondly, we must lay aside the burden of fear.
我们也必须要放下那个害怕的重担。
If we can lay aside these two things, then we can be the runner of the heavenly way.
如果我们能把这两下东西放下来，我们就可以成为那个奔走天路的天路客。
Remember the word of Lord Jesus to Jairus.
我们记得主耶稣跟雅鲁所说的话吗？
Jairus was so afraid because his daughter died.
雅鲁这样的害怕，因为他的女儿已经死了。
And Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid, only believe."
主耶稣对他说不要怕只要信。
Jesus was telling Jairus, lay aside the burden of fear.
主耶稣是对他说把那个害怕的重担放下来。
Lay aside unbelieving heart.
把那个不信的恶心放下来。
Brother and sister, this is what we need today.
弟兄姊妹这是我们今天所需要的。
We need to lay aside these two things.
我们必须要把这两个东西放下来。
We need to lay aside our unbelieving heart.
我们必须要把那个不信的恶心放下。
We need to lay aside the burden of fear.
我们必须要把那个害怕的那个重担放下来。
And they took their journey with faith and without fear.
然后他们就开始那个征程，没有害怕而有信心。
When they left their hometown, Meshach.
当他们离开米舍的时候
，Meshach was located in a Arabian desert.
米舍是装在那个亚拉伯的那个旷野里面。
Jerusalem is located on top of mountain.
耶路撒冷是在山顶上。
So from Kedar to Jerusalem is ascending all the way.
所以从基达到耶路撒冷，他们是需要向上行。
It is quite difficult to go up a mountain.
要爬山是非常困难的。
The journey.It's not easy. There are many difficulties and dangers.
这个路程不容易，有很多的困难，也有很多的危险。
The psalmist felt he needed help.
所以这个诗人觉得说他需要帮助。
So he said, "I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come?"
所以他说我向山举目，我的帮助从何而来呢
？We thank the Lord. This psalmist lift up his eye.To the mountains.
所以我们感谢主，这个诗人把他的眼睛向上举目。
We do not need help for other people.
我们不需要从其他人得帮助。
We do not need help from the world.
我们也不需要从这个世界得帮助。
We need to lift our eyes to the mountains.
我们需要把我们的眼睛向山举目。
If we look at the earth, if we look at the people around us, if we look at our environment, we will not be able to run the heavenly way.
如果我们看这个地，我们看着人，我们看周围的环境，我们是没有办法来奔走这个天路的。
There are many Christians today who walk on the heavenly way, but they walk in the same manner they walk the way of the world.
今天很多基督徒他们走这个天路，却是用走这个地上的路的方法来走。
As we lift our eyes to the mountains, we will see our help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
当我们向山举目的时候，我们就看到我们的帮助是从造天地的耶和华来的。
If we fix our eyes on the Lord, then He will become our helpers.
如果我们把我们的眼目定睛在主的身上，他就会成为我们的帮助。
So from the rest of the Psalm 121, we will see the helper, our helpers.
我们从诗篇一百二十一篇下面的章节里面来看看主是成为我们怎样成为我们的帮助。
From verse 3 and verse 4, we see the Lord is the keeper of Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep.
从第三节第四节我们看到保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉。
From verse 5 and verse 6, we see the Lord is our helper, who is our shade on our right hand.
从第五节我们看到保护我们的是耶和华，耶和华在我们右边来荫庇我们。
In verse 7 and 8, we see the Lord is the keeper of our soul from this time forth and forever.
第七节第八节我们看到耶和华保护我们的灵魂从今时直到永远。
Verse 4 says, Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
第四节这里说保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉。
The Lord is the keeper of Israel.
保护以色列的是耶和华。
The Lord is the keeper of the house of the Lord.
保护神家的是耶和华。
He is ever on the watch.
他总是在那里看顾。
Israel fell asleep, but the keeper of Israel was awake.
以色列会睡觉，但是保护以色列的不会，始终是醒着的。
The psalmist said, "He will not allow your foot to sleep."
诗人在这里讲，他必不叫你的脚摇动。
The mountain road can be slippery, narrow, rough, and dangerous.
这个登山的路是可以非常滑稽，非常窄，非常的艰难。
But our keeper will make our step as steady as that of a steer.
但是保护我们的会让我们的脚稳固，像鹿的脚一样。
Although the path is narrow, he can make us stand in a wide place.
虽然这个道路是狭窄，但它可以让我们站在宽阔之地。
When we commit ourselves to him, he will keep us from stumbling and make us stand without blemish in the presence of his glory.
当我们把我们自己交托给他的时候，他可以保守我们不失脚，无瑕无疵地站在他的荣耀之前。
Sometimes on this heavenly way, these pilgrims need to rest.
当然，在登山的路，在登山的路上，我们需要休息。
They need to sleep.
天路客需要睡觉。
But their keeper neither slumber nor sleep.
但是保护我们的既不打盹也不睡觉。
Our keeper is the Lord.
保护我们的是耶和华。
We will become weary, but He is not weary.
我们会疲惫，他不会疲惫。
Recently, we had one incident in West Office.
最近在西南区有一个事情。
We have one person who contracted the COVID.
我们有一个人，他得了这个被感染了这个新冠病毒。
Of course, he didn't know he had virus.
当然，他不知道他有了这个病毒。
So this person came to a Friday night meeting.
所以他星期五晚上就来聚会。
Not only he came to the Friday night meeting, he had a baptismal fellowship with two other brothers.
不光他来聚会，他也和两个弟兄来做受浸谈话。
And in the baptismal fellowship, they were in a small room together for 30 minutes.
在受浸谈话的时候，他们在一个小的房间里面，总共有30分钟之久。
And nobody has any.Awareness of the danger they're in.
No, 没有人知道说这里有一个危险。
So they rest in the fellowship.
所以他们在这个交通里面非常的安息。
Almost they have completely ignorant of this situation.
因为他们对这个情况是完全无知的。
They slumber in that situation.
在那个情况里面，他们是打盹。
But we thank the Lord, the Keeper of Israel.Neither slumber nor sleep.
但是我们感谢主，保护以色列的既不打盹也不睡觉。
After a few days, that this person was confirmed positive.
几天以后，这个人就证明他是有新冠病毒。
Of course, these two other brothers must be tested.
所以这两个弟兄也必须要检测。
But we thank the Lord.
但是我们感谢主。
The Lord is keeper of Israel.
但是保护以色列的是耶和华。
He kept these two brothers safe.
他保守了这两个弟兄安全。
They were both test negative.
他们都是阳，都是阴性。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is the keeper of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，保守以色列的是耶和华。
We can rely on the Lord to keep us.
我们可以来仰望神来保守我们。
He is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前，他都能够保守到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
Do we believe the Lord will keep us?
我们相信神会保守我们吗？
Do we have the heart and trust the Lord in all of our ways?
我们能够在我们所有的路上都认定他吗？
If we do not trust the Lord, whom do we trust?
如果我们不能够相信谁，谁能我们能够相信谁？
Brother and sister, we cannot trust ourselves to keep us safe.
我们不能够相信我们自己能够让我们自己安全。
We have to trust the keeper of Israel.
我们必须来相信保守以色列的神。
He is the keeper of the household of the Lord.
他是那个保护神家的那一位。
So let's remember, the Lord is the keeper of Israel who neither slumber nor sleep.
所以我们必须要记住，保守以色列的是耶和华，他既不打盹也不睡觉。
We must sleep sometimes.
我们必须要睡觉。
But he stayed awake.
但他是永远都是醒着的。
Now we look at verse 5 and 6.
我们再来看第五节、第六节。
Verse 5 and 6 said, The Lord is our keeper, who is our shade on our right hand.
保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你。
The verse 4 said, The Lord is the keeper of Israel.
第四节说，保护以色列的是耶和华。
And verse 5 said,That the keeper of Israel is our keeper.
第五节说，保护以色列也是我们，也是保护我们的。
The Lord who made the heaven and earth is our keeper.
那个创造天地的主也是我们，也是保护我们的主。
The keeper of Israel is our keeper.
那个保护以色列的也是保护我们，看护我们的。
The keeper of the house of The God, the Lord is our keeper.
那个看护神家的那位主也是我们的耶和华。
The shepherd of the flock is the shepherd of the sheep.
那个看护羊群的也是那个看护那一只只羊的。
The verse 5 says, The Lord is your shade on your right hand.
第五节说，耶和华在你右边荫庇你。
Brothers and sisters, imagine this. The Lord is our shade on our right hand.
弟兄姊妹们，来想想看，主耶稣在我们的右边成为我们的荫庇。
Brothers and sisters, our shade is with us all the time.
弟兄姊妹，我们的那个影子其实是永远跟我们在一起。
I also remember my early childhood experience.
我也记得我小时候的经历。
When I was very young, one day,I tried to do a very silly thing.
有一次我非常小的时候，我要做一件非常傻的事情。
I tried to run away from my shade.
我想从我的影子里来跑开。
I look at my shadows.
我看看我的影子。
I was thinking to myself, can I run away from the shade?
我就在想说，我能不能从我的影子里跑开来。
And I tried to run very hard.
我就跑得非常的快。
The harder I ran,And the shader, my shade moved as fast as my speed.
我越跑得越快，我的影子跟着我就跟着越快。
Of course, it's a very silly thing.
当然，这是个非常傻的事情。
But that tells us our shade will never leave us nor forsake us.
这就告诉我们的，我们的荫庇永远都不会离开我们，也不会撇下我们。
The Lord is our keeper, our shade on the right hand.
耶和华是我们的保护者，他在我们的右边成为我们的荫庇。
We will never be able to leave him.
我们不可能离开他。
And he will never forsake us nor leave us.
他也不可能撇下我们，也不会离开我们。
This is the Lord is our keeper.
这是那个耶和华是看护我们的。
Therefore, when David set the Lord at his right hand,He will not be shaken.
所以大卫说，我把主放在我的右边，我必不致摇动。
If we have that faith in our heart,
如果在我们里面有那个信心，
we can lay aside the burden of our fear.
我们就可以把那个害怕的重担放下来。
We will find the Lord is the shade on our right hand.
我们就会发现主成为我们右边的荫庇。
And he will never forsake nor leave us.
他也永远不会撇下我们，也离开我们。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
He is our keeper.
他是那位看顾我们的。
And he is our shade.
他也是我们的荫庇。
Verse 6 said, The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night.
第六节，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
God made the sun to govern the day and the moon to govern the night.
神使那个白天太阳来管理白天，夜里头有月亮来管理夜间。
Since the Lord our keeper is the creator of the sun and the moon, he can protect his people night and day.
如果那个创造天地的主来看顾我们，他也可以夜日日夜的来保守我们。
He kept Israel in the wilderness by a pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night.
在旷野里面，他保守以色列，白天用云柱，夜间用火柱。
The pillar of cloud provide a shade to shield Israel from the heat of the sun.
白天的云柱保护了以色列从那个太阳的炎热里面。
And the pillar of fire diffused warmth over the whole camp to overcome the coldness of the night.
夜间那个火柱就给以色列人提供那个温暖，保守他们夜间的那个旷野的寒冷。
The keeper of Israel is our keeper.
保守以色列的也来保护我们。
He's always with us like a shade and keep us.Night and day.
他总是在我们的右边，成为我们的荫庇，日夜的来保守我们。
If we lift our eye to the mountains,
如果我们向山举目。
If we lay aside the burden of fear and the unbelieving heart,
如果我们把那个惧怕的负担放下，把那个不信的恶心放下。
We will find the Lord is our keeper.
我们就会发现耶和华保护我们的是耶和华。
He is the shade.On our right hand side.
他也是我们右边的荫庇。
Verse 7 and verse 8.
第七、第八节。
The Lord is the keeper of our soul from this time forth and forever.
你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
Verse 7 says, "The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul."
耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。
Actually, the word protect here should be translated as keep.
这里的这个保守
Main Chinese translation translate correctly.
中文其实只有一个翻译，就是保护。
Yeah, this word keep appears 6 times in this short psalm.
保护在这个诗篇里面出现了六次。
Appear once each in verse 3, 4, 5, 8.
在第二节、第三节、第四节、第五节和第八节各出现了一次。
But appear twice in verse 7.
第七节出现了两次。
The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul.
耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。
The Hebrew word here can also mean guard, watch, and preserve.
这个希伯来文这里意思也是看护、保守。
Does this mean that we will never encounter evil?
这是说我们再也不会遇见灾害吗？
Does this mean that the Lord will keep us from all harm?
是这个意思，说主保护我们，永远再不会遇见。
And our lives will be filled only with good things.
我们的生活充满了好事情。
No, it does not.
当然不是。
We see Abraham, even Abraham encountered evil when he traveled to Egypt.
当亚伯拉罕从埃及跑到跑到埃及的时候，他也遇到了凶险。
When Joseph was in Egypt, he encountered evil in the house of Potiphar.
约瑟在帕提法的家里面，他也遇到了凶险。
Even our Lord Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
我们的主在被圣灵领到旷野之后，被撒旦诱惑了40天。
So it means that the Lord will keep our soul as we encounter all evil.
这里说是当我们遇到凶险的时候，我们的主会保守我们的性命。
We will encounter evil.
我们会总是遇见凶险。
But the Lord is the keeper of our soul.
但是主是看顾我们的灵魂的。
So when we encounter evil, our soul will be kept.
当我们遇见凶险的时候，我们的灵魂会被看顾。
It was God who kept the soul of Abraham.
因为是神保守了亚伯拉罕的灵魂。
It was God who kept the soul of Joseph.
是神保守了约瑟的魂。
It was God who kept Jesus from the temptations of the devil.
是神保守主耶稣在旷野里面受魔鬼的试探。
God is the keeper of our soul.
神是看过我们灵魂，看过我们魂的。
If the soul is kept, all is kept.
如果我们的魂能保守，所有的都能保守。
And our soul is kept from all evils.
如果我们的魂能够保守，免受一切的凶险。
Including the sin, the pride, the world, the flesh, and the devil.
如果能够从罪、从骄傲、从世界、从肉体里面。
We need to lift up our eye to the mountains.
我们需要向山举目。
We need to lay aside the unbelieving heart and lay aside the burden of fear.
我们需要把那个不信的恶心和那个害怕的重担放下来。
Then we can take this heavenly ways.
我们就可以奔走这条天路。
Even we encounter evil.
就算我们遇见凶险。
The Lord is the keeper of our soul.
我们的主是保守我们魂的。
Verse 8 says, The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever.
主耶和华要保护你，从今你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
This means that the Lord will keep us in all our ways.
这句话是说主在我们所有的路上都要保护我们。
The Lord will keep us from when we go out in the morning to work until we come home in the evening to rest.
主要保护我们，当我们早上离开去上班的时候，直到我们晚上回来休息的时候。
The Lord will keep all the work of our hands for the entire day.
主会保守我们一天手中所有的工作。
And he will continue his keeping from this time forth and forever.
他的保护是从今时直到永远。
Brother and sister, the Lord is the keeper of our soul from this time forth and forever.
弟兄姊妹，主是保守我们魂的，直到从今时直到永远。
When the apostle wrote 2 Timothy at the end of his life in the prison.
当使徒保罗写那个提摩太后书，在他生命最后的时候，在监狱里面
，the time of his departure had come.
知道他要离世的日子近了。
He has fought the good fight, finished the course, and kept the faith.
那美好的仗他已经打过了。
He was ready to be poured out as a drink offering.
当好了路他已经跑尽了，所信的道他也守住了，他要被预备做交剑的祭献上。
He had no fear for himself.
他并对自己并没有任何的害怕。
He was not concerned about himself.
他对自己没有任何的顾念。
Because he expect the crown of righteousness.
因为他在等待着那个公义的冠冕。
But what about many churches in Asia and Europe?
但是在亚洲和欧洲的那个教会怎么办？
For which Apostle Paul has suffered.
为了这些教会，他在这里受苦难。
Who was going to keep them?
谁会来保守这些教会？
Paul wrote in 2 Timothy.
但是保罗在哥林多后书里讲，
For this reason I also suffered these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
他说我为这些事情遭受苦难，但我不以此为耻，因为我知道我所信的，也相信他能够保守我所交托给他的，直到那日。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we experienced something extraordinary in the past 2 years.
过去两年里面我们经历了非常超乎寻常的事情。
Therefore, we must ask the Lord why it happened.
我们必须要问主为什么发生。
If we reflect upon the past 2 years,
我们回想一下过去两年的事情。
Remember at the end of 2019.
想想在2016年结束的时候。
At the end of 2019, everything was looking very good.
在2016年结束的时候，所有的事情看起来都非常的好。
In the beginning of 2020.Everything changed.
在2020年开始的时候，所有的事情都变了。
Why did it happen?
为什么会发生呢？
Was there a purpose of the Lord?
主有什么旨意呢？
I believe God used circumstances to awake us.
我相信主用这些环境来唤醒我们。
Perhaps we have been too comfortable in Meshach
and Kedar.
也许我们在米舍和基达太舒服了。
Maybe we're not in the land of milk and honey anymore.
也许我们已经不在那个牛奶与蜜之地了。
Maybe we do not experience the milk and honey on a daily basis.
也许我们没有每天来经历那牛奶与蜜。
We're not living in Christ.
我们没有在基督里面。
May the Lord stir our heart and wake our spirit so that we can arise and return to God.
愿主来搅动我们的心，使我们能够苏醒过来，使我们能够起来回到神面前。
We can become the runners of the heavenly way.
我们能够成为奔走天路的天路客。
As a runner of the heavenly way, we lift our eyes to the mountains.
当我们奔走天路的时候，我们向山举目。
We do not look down.
我们不能往下看。
We do not look around.
我们不能往周围看。
We do not look at the circumstances.
我们不能看周围的环境。
If we look down,
如果我们往下看。
If we look around,
我们如果往周围看。
If we look at all the circumstances,
我们看看这些环境。
We'll not be able to run the heavenly way.
我们就没有办法来奔走这个天路。
To run the heavenly way, the only way to run is look up.
想要奔走这个天路，我们必须要往上看。
Lift up our eyes to the mountains.
我们必须向山举目。
When we look up, when we look to the mountains,
当我们向山举目的时候
then we realize our helper is the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我们就会意识到帮助我们的是造天地的主。
If we fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus,
当我们把我们的眼目定睛在主耶稣身上的时候
we will see our keeper.
我们就会看见那位保护我们的。
Who is our keeper today?
今天谁是那位保护我们的？
There's not a single parent can be a keeper to his or her child.
没有一个父母能够保护他们的孩子。
The Lord is their keeper.
主是他们的保，是他们的保护者。
We might as well learn that now.
我们最好现在就学会这一点。
When they were young,
当他们还小的时候
，we learn.The Lord is their keeper.
我们学会说主是那位保护他们的。
Not us.
不是我们。
We cannot be their keeper.
我们不可能成为他们的保护。
But we have to lift our eyes to the mountain to see that.
我们必须把眼目向山举目，才能够看见这一点。
We must lay aside our unbelieving heart to see that.
我们必须要把我们不信的心放下，我们才能看见这一点。
We must lay aside the burden of fear to see that.
我们必须要把那个害怕的重担放下，才能够看见这一点。
To see the Lord is the keeper of Israel.
我们能够 ，sorry， 我们能够看见那个保护以色列的是耶和华。
Who will neither slumber nor sleep.
也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Then we can see that this keeper of Israel is our keeper.
我们也能够看见那个保护以色列的也是保护我们的。
If the Lord is on my side,
如果主在我的这一边
，Who am I afraid of?
我还怕谁呢
？There's nothing, nothing is worthy of our fear.
没有任何事情值得我们害怕。
Because the Lord is my keeper.
因为保护我的是耶和华。
The one who made heaven and earth
是那个创造天地的主。
The one who created the sun and the moon.
是那个创造了太阳，也创造了月亮的那位。
He is my keeper.
他是那位保护我的。
He is my shade.
他是我的荫庇。
He is on my right hand side.
他在我的右边。
He will never forsake me nor leave me.
他也不会撇下我，也不会离开我。
Then we see the Lord is the keeper of our soul.
他也是那位保全我灵魂的。
Brothers and sisters.If our soul can be kept, all can be kept.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的魂能够被保守，都能被保守。
Not only he is the keeper of our soul.
不光他保全我们的灵魂。
He is the keeper of our soul from this time forth and forever.
他也是那位保全我们灵魂的，从今时直到永远。
Brother and sister, are we ready to be runners of the heavenly way?
我们想不想要奔走这条天路
？If our heart has risen and our feet have gone to the Lord, then this Psalm 121 is very precious to us.
如果我们的心已经被唤醒，我们的脚也开始走向主，这首诗篇对我们就非常的宝贵。
And we can experience everything written in this Psalm.
我们就可以经历这个诗篇里面所写的每一件事情。
We will know our keepers.
我们就会认识那位保护我们的。
We experience our keepers.
我们就会经历那位保护我们的。
We will be surrounded by our keepers.
我们就会被我们的保护者给包围。
May the Lord encourage all of us during this difficult time.
愿主来鼓励我们在这个困难的时候。
And realize how we can move forward.
能够知道说我们怎样来往前行。
We were runners of the heavenly way.
我们是奔走天路的天路客。
We cannot live in Meshed or Kedar.
我们不能够住在米舍和基达。
Lord must awake us to return to Him.
主必须要唤醒我们回到他面前。
But we have to lift our eyes to the mountains.
我们必须要向山举目。
We must lay aside our unbelieving hearts.
我们必须要把那个不信那个心放下。
We must lay aside the burden of fear.
我们必须要把那个害怕的重担放下。
Then we will see the keeper.
然后我们就能够看见那个保护我们的。
The keeper of Israel.
保护以色列的。
Our own keepers.
也是我们保护我们的。
And the keeper of our soul from this time forth and forever.
他要保护我们从今时直到永远。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
主，天父，我们感谢你。
We can lift our eyes to the mountains.
我们可以向山举目。
So we pray that all of us this morning will lift our eyes toward the mountains.
我们祷告今天早上把我们的眼目转向山举目。
To see where our help comes from.
来看看我们的帮助从何而来。
From the Lord who made heaven and earth.
是从造天地的耶和华而来。
From the Lord who created the sun and the moon.
是从那个造了太阳和月亮的主。
He is the keeper of Israel.
他是那位保护以色列的。
He is the keeper of the church.
他是那个保护教会的。
But he is also our personal keeper.
他也是那位保护我们每一个人的。
Not only he is our personal keeper, he keeps our soul.
他不光是保护我们每一个人，他也保守我们的灵魂。
He is our keeper from this time forth and forever.
他保守我们从今时直到永远。
Father, we are so thankful.
父啊，我们充满了感谢。
It's your mercy and grace that you provide to us such a keeper.
因着你的恩典和怜悯，你为我们提供了这样的一位保护者。
May we trust the keeper.
愿我们相信这位保护者。
With all our heart.
用全心来相信。
In all our ways, acknowledge our keepers.
在我们所认定的道路上来认，在我们所行的道路上来认定他。
Then our keeper will direct our path.
愿保护我们的那一位来指引我们的道路。
May you bless your word.
愿你祝福你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。